Listen, listen, listen. Come. Every priest must realize that he has a garment. There is a garment in the spirit. You cannot appear to offer incense at the altar without your garment. Because men have not realized that there is a garment of the priest. That's why they appear sometimes. Sometimes you feel like praying, sometimes you don't feel like praying. Sometimes you don't know your garment. When a priest wears his garment, then he is controlled by the will of the clothing that has mantled him. Suddenly, his weakness is consumed. Oh! Oh! Somebody wear your garment. In the next 5 minutes, every priest has a garment. And the Lord told Moses, he said, make a garment for Aaron and his children, and it shall be for glory and for virtue. Where is my garment, oh God? Oh God! Atata! Atatatatata! Oh priest, where is your garment? Oh priest, where is your garment? Where is your garment? Why did you appear in the altar without a garment? Without a sir, how dare you appear without a garment?
Might. Aya, aya, tate, goa, goa, goa. In Jesus. Mighty name.
For the word of the Lord is the word of wisdom. I choose the word.
Listen to me.
When Jesus chose the three and said, let's go up to the mountain to pray. When they were praying, the scripture said that his garment was glistening. That is when we found out that when Jesus wants to engage in priesthood, he wears another garment. The type of garment that is shrouded in light, that's the one you appear. Have you heard of Joshua the high priest? Zechariah chapter 3. He appeared before the heavenly altar. He was not properly dressed. So when he appeared there, all his priesthood was in vain. You need your garment. There is a heavenly garment. Heavenly garment you have. The purpose of heavenly garment is for priesthood. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
When he tarried there long enough,
he was able to house the reality of Elijah and Moses.
Now let me tell you, you must understand the law of compatibility. If it is true that those two witnesses appeared at his prayer altar, that means that there is an ambience, there is matter that formed the content of his prayer environment that is such that Elijah and Moses appeared there from glory and they did not feel any change. That is how to host a spirit. When a spirit travels from his realm and appears in your realm, the only reason why it will stay is because there is something in your ambience that will make him comfortable. There is something about the ambience of our Lord Jesus. When he appears in the place of prayer, his garment shine.
Elijah and Moses, we are not aware that they have changed location.
Hey! When you wear your garments and you appear in glory and you begin to do business, certain angels, they will come, they will know they have changed location. They will not know.
Ateya,
in Jesus' name, listen to me. Because you are going to pray now. Some of the reason why people are listing prayer point number one, prayer point number two, prayer point number three, prayer point number four, prayer point number five. I'm not saying stop. I'm saying it's because you have not hosted the reality that will make that prayer point a non-entity. All you need to do is to host a dimension from heaven. Then the things you are crying that they are prayer point, they are not prayer points. There is such a thing that comes down from heaven, and that thing cannot allow sickness around you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It cannot allow demonic oppression. That is where the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. And he was not, because he was carried, he was taken. That man walked in an ambience that is so strong that he didn't know when he transgressed them.
He has hosted heaven for too long. And heaven said, you have learned all our ways, learned all our principles. What are you still doing here? Elijah, you have to cry. When you cry, certain angels will come. You don't need to pray for it. When you pray, power comes. You don't need to ask for it. When you pray, intervention comes. You have 3 minutes. Done opening prayer. We are ready to pray now.
all those, we are just trying to, this is where prayer starts. I don't know what you have been doing before. It's not called prayer. Jesus went with men to the mountain to pray. Even though they appeared on the mountain, they did not appear in glory. And because of that, they were excluded in the encounter. It's not enough that you came to the mountain. You must appear in glory. Many people said they went to pray. You prayed 3 hours, 4 hours, then what? Even though you appeared on the mountain, you are not there in glory. You were excluded from the encounters. Listen to me, listen. 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 When you pray like this, you become old. You become young in the natural and become old in the spirit. Are you not noticing you are becoming old? You are feeling it inside of you that I'm not getting old. I'm not getting old. It's inside. I have seen men that have gray hairs. Physical, in the spirit, they are babies. Because they have not cared to engage the immortal and eternal dimensions of God. When you get old enough in the spirit, then the things that has been in your family for 200 years, you can solve it. How old are you in the spirit? Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, spirit, you take over. Holy fire. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are not praying in this life, what do you want to do? As you are planning to stop praying and you are not praying, what is your other plan? This is why false prophets are increasing. They are increasing every day. Because believers don't want to pray. They are ready to do anything except prayer. Wait, let me, just one prayer point, and then we move. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, it said, as many as hunger and thirst after righteousness
they shall be filled. The currency to buy in the realm of God is hunger. The currency to buy in the realm of God is hunger and thirst. How hungry are you? Listen, let me tell you a story. Listen. For 13 months, my major prayer, when I was in campus, I will go on a 5 days fast, and all my prayer will be, baptize me with hunger that cannot die. Hunger that cannot be quenched. Hunger that persecution cannot take away. Hunger! Some people ask me my secret. How have you been consistent this long? The secret is hunger. Brutal hunger. Undying hunger. You will ask God to make you a reservoir, a tank of hunger. Every day fasting. I'm not saying give me power, give me anything. I didn't even know you need the power of God for anything. My prayer was hunger, oh God, hunger, hunger. Hunger is the confident assurance that you will lay hold on that thing that you seek in God. Because the only way to buy in God is hunger. How hungry are you? You will stop on the way if you are not hungry enough. For 3 minutes, put in me a great hunger. Put in me a great hunger. Cry. Your destiny in God depends on this. Everything, give me hunger. Jesus mighty, you can be seated.
Don't take any man that cannot pray serious. You see, there are many purposes to prayer. And part of the reason why a man of God said, and I found out too, that he was asking God, what is the problem with the church in Nigeria? He said that the problem with the church in Nigeria is first of all the prayer problem. So what is the challenge? He said that they have turned the church in Nigeria to a marketplace where they do buying and selling. All you hear is give me, give me, give me car, give me shoe, give me. You cannot do that, give me, and lay hold on anything in God. So when you appear in the church, it's more like it's Ichabod, the glory of God have departed. Certain men we have to arise and pray the original prayer. The real prayer is a prayer of knowing God. I want to know you. When you go deep in that kind of prayer, that is where you die. Jesus increases in you, and you decrease in him. When you come up from that kind of prayer, it will be true that you are not the one living, but Jesus is living. The way you will represent such men is like they are like the ark. You know the ark. The ark, when they appear, is like the ark appeared. In the days when the Israelites go for warfare, once the ark appears, it's like God himself have appeared. And it will mean that the presence of such men have become the presence of God himself. So when people pray, God, we need an encounter here. We need, after they have prayed for 1 year, and God said, I have answered you. Here's the way God will answer them. He will send a man to them as a proof of their answer. Because he knows that when that man comes, he will carry all the possibilities that is locked up in the presence of God. Meanwhile, this man now carries that presence. The man is a mobile ark. This is the kind of prayer you pray, you become a mobile ark. Yeah. Anywhere you appear, God appears. In Jesus' mighty name. We started the teaching yesterday. Our teaching is on the Beatitudes, and we are trying to look at the things that makes your Christian life practical, that produces the exact result that we seek. Are you seeing it? So there are many things we teach. How do we now bring the practical results? How do we now live it day to day? For example, project Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at any of them. I've not started going there. Let me show you what I mean. The scripture will come and say, blessed are the poor in the spirit. For what? Hi boy. Blessed are the poor in the spirit. For what? Balahasasai. Tere dehesesai. So, you might not know. For example, they will be telling you the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the dynamics of the kingdom, this one, and all those big things they are saying. How do we now practically lay hold on that? Are you getting the point now? After you have said it, how do we now, by a day-to-day living, be able to apprehend that thing that is a reality? Whether in the realm of the spirit, in the kingdom, or whatever way that it is used to describe the whole scenario. Are you getting the point now? So he now tells you, if you are poor in the spirit, all you need to do to have an express permission to possess and make everything that, hey my God, I like the people here, I like you and your brother. Look at their eyes. Tell me the color. The two of them want to. This is what it makes to smoke. My God. Are you with me? We are not normal. We are not normal. Turn to your neighbor. Say, I'm not normal. I'm not normal. You cannot pray like this and be a normal human being. That's why when you finish praying like this, and one witch or demon or whatever, and you see a sick person or whatever Satan is doing, and you are now afraid, you are a disgrace to this our prayers. When you see Satan, you say, what? Get angry in your spirit. Because you have smoked something. Have you seen these boys that smoked something? When they appear, some of them is lanky, like high boy, like this, high boy. But they can look at who has macho here. They can look at Chukunya and then appear in warfare. Because that time they are charged. They are not seeing normal again. When we are high on the Holy Ghost, we are not seeing normal again. When you see crippled leg, you say, what is this thing? Is it, what is in crippled legs? Is this is what I used to do breakfast. Bring it to me. That's what Jesus used to do. They will tell him that this person is sick. This one, he will smile and say, bring it to me. You have not heard the story. There is a mighty man of God that finished one mighty crusade, and the demons that he dealt with suddenly appeared in his room and said, we are here, and they were scattering things in the room, scattering things. And if you are the one, you will be afraid and lock yourself and say, depression is doing you. See your head. You don't know what you are touching. That's why you need to be touched, my friend. You need to be educated. You are hearing, but your spirit have not received it. You react in those moments by the content that is already inside your subconscious. You don't start, you know, you will be looking for Bible to open, to quote Bible. No. The things you are able to say from your subconscious, the way you are able to react, that is what has entered you. Any other one, just stopped at your head. The man of God just woke up, looked around, said, hey, Satan, is he you? He went back and continued sleeping. Satan was doing, and there is nothing that makes somebody angry. In that day, I believe that demon behaved like an average, maybe a lady. You know what I want to say. A lady will come and do. The worst response is to keep quiet. It's even better you say something, so that they will see what they are holding. Because after the case has been settled, and they will now find out that nobody is guilty, the problem will now be what you told me. So the reason why the argument started has been removed. The problem now is what you now said when the argument was on. That is what they will now hold, because they must hold something, so that you will now say sorry. The Lord give you an understanding. That's what Satan wants. And the man now turned and said, hey, Satan, is he you? Turned, covered himself and slept. When Satan says such things to me, we pray all the time, we fast as much as we can, and all those things that we do. But the day Satan threatens you like that, if you know who you are and where you are, go and sleep. Just to taunt, to show him that he can't do anything. Jesus used to pray all night, but the day Satan decided to drown his boat, he decided to sleep. Let's see what he will do. When Satan did his worst, come and say, I have seen it happen many times. I have seen demon possess people, and they are saying, "Alogo!" If you are the one, you will be afraid. When they say it, they will not do like this. When I see that kind, what I will do is that I will put one hand in my pocket. If it's before, if it's prayer, and I don't, it's in this prayer that we labor. When I see demons, I don't labor, my friend. It's a proof you have not gone in God well. That's why you labor when you see demons. You are afraid when you see demons. I'm very, very happy when I see demons. Oh, they know me. They know my name. I don't know about you. I appeared in naked now. I spoke to her and said, "You know me. I come out." And why wouldn't they come out? They know you. Yes. Before, I didn't know they know me. It's when I went to a crusade and they said, "We know you and we heard about you and we are waiting for you." That's how I know they know me. So when I come to cast devils, again, I don't bother myself. Say, "Since you people know me," are you with me? "Since you people know me, you know what? Why I'm here now. Anytime I appear, you know why I'm here. Why am I here?" Oh yeah, come out, come out. One will be saying, "I will not come out." We'll be doing like this, like the ones we saw in Nanka. We'll be doing like this. We'll be doing like this. Small children, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, are possessed with devils, not demons. Many, like 12, 13, 14. When I said, "Fire, fire, fire, fire," small children like this that have, I don't know when they stopped talking. "Where are you now? Is it not true?" Victor was there. Victor casted devil and was tired. He was still casting there. And this one, there is plenty work. Small children like this. And when we say baptize them in the Holy Ghost, he said they are too small. They are too small. They are too small and they are filled with demons. They are too small. That's how they will appear in their class. And you will think you have students in your class. You have pupils in your class. They will be frustrating your life. I say, "Fire, fire, fire." One of them was doing like this. I almost laughed. If you are the one, what will you do? You think it's easy? Don't worry. Okay. What will you do? Because the answer you give now, we are going to practice it next week. And I will call you. Like my friend went, he was a pastor and he was sleeping with choir members. So one of those days, a demon possessed person appeared and he went to cast out the demon. The demon said, "Even you." He told the demon, "Shut up, come out, come out, come out." The demon was struggling by all means to come close. When he came close, the story of the sons of Sceva was manifested again. He slapped with backhand, slapped the guy with backhand, blood came out. Up to today, the guy's mouth is still swollen. May you not find yourself there in Jesus' name. Elijah, I think you understand this dimension. Anyway, that's why many people can heal the sick, make people fall under power, do many other things that they are doing. But when you say casting demons, all of them will pick race. An average, normal Pentecostal church, they don't like casting demons. They will tell you, "The demons have gone by faith." Have you heard it before? They'll say, I bind you, demon, devil, come out," and they say he has gone by faith. As you are saying the demons have gone by faith and you laid hands on the young lady, the demon of lust entered you to prove you are lying. You don't know what some of us see. Sometimes when you lay hands on somebody, said, because laying hands is beyond what we are saying, there are many things that work together actually, but the most important is the consciousness that is in you. That is how you release the power. Are you with me? When I was teaching them at Enugu 2018 at Iva Valley, I was teaching them how to release the power of God by the consciousness that is inside of you. That there is a way you shift consciousness, then an alignment will begin between spirit, soul, and something will flow. Are you with me? That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going is that you will lay hands on some people, something will be traveling from them to enter you. So it is with your consciousness. You saw it now when you went to pray for that person. When you lay hands on the person, some of the time, if it's the spirit of death, you'll be feeling coldness. It will be climbing your hands. How many of you have experienced something like that? It will be climbing your hands to show you that this thing you are doing, if you are not careful, instead of some of the people that thought they did impartation to people, they were the people imparted. You laid hands on the lady, said, and fell under power and gave you the spirit of lust. Just because you are standing doesn't mean you are not the one that received the impartation. You have suffered it many times and you are not aware. When you go back, you say, Kai, God moved today. You don't know who moved. I don't know who moved too, but I know it's not God. I don't know who moved that day, but it's not God. This is how young men are deceived though. That's why when we come to meeting, we come to this kind of prayer meeting. I will make sure you are holding hands with Ugochukwu and some men. When you hold hands with them, something in you will tell. It's either you pray here or you go. It's either you pray or you what? You go. So there are some things that can't stay for too long. There are people that came here, I know, they were demonized terribly. And I know when they were set free. We didn't say it. Many, many people. If you think it happened to you, then it happened to you. If you think it happened to you, then it happened to you. Meanwhile, we did not come and say we organized deliverance session. No. We just be praying. Because there is an ambience in the spirit when you generate incense. There are certain demons and things, curses, things that they can't stay there. Are you getting the point? If you warm your soup and leave it around 10 in the night, by 4 in the morning, by 3, you know the top of the pot can still be warm, but fly can perch on it like that. And if you chase it, you do like this. You do you and fly every day. If I'm the one, I won't bother myself. What I will do is to put fire under the pot, and the thing will be cooking. When it reaches 100 degrees Celsius, please invite fly. How many flies have you seen going around the pot that is boiling? It's because you are cold. That's why depression will come and land. Anything set and breaks, it dumps it on you. Because you are the only person at all rift. Omo ha no na test something on a test. Na test. Krogi ke yawo. I know go once and for all. I came to that point, I have to tell myself the truth. We have to burn until many things will fall off. I don't know why I went here, but I'm helping somebody. So there are a few things that we said yesterday. I'm not used to teaching like this, but let me try it. Somebody get mic for me. Tell me two things you picked from yesterday. Mr. Ray,
two.
Oh, you can sit down.
The first one is I learned that priesthood is an eternal connection to sonship.
Uh-huh.
And secondly is the altar.
Uh-huh.
And secondly is the ultimate agenda of God is sonship.
Okay. That's good. Who else now? Go and give my sister the one on blue.
Beatitudes is actually talking about our relationship in three forms.
Uh-huh.
Okay, relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
relationship with men,
mm-hmm.
and then relationship with creatures.
Okay, very good. Go and give Sister Doris.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
She has actually said the major thing Pastor said yesterday.
That
about relationship.
Go and give Miss Udo. I just needed to call one person in that room.
Okay, he said the old man lacked the capacity to sponsor. That the old man lacked the capacity to sponsor the. If you want to live the life, the beatitude, that the old man lacked the capacity to sponsor it.
Very good.
Then he answered that the law lacked the capacity, it is disbanded because it cannot sponsor a life.
Very good. Did you understand what she said? The reason why we said it is because we found out that the beatitudes is beyond what is given to believers to live by. It is also crafted, Jesus crafted laws for believers, but underneath those laws there are things that are factored inside. Those laws took cognizance of the way the universe was shaped. Are you with me? And you know how I explained it yesterday. Because I want to ask you a question. That's why you are doing your head like this. You are with me, whether you like it or not. When I gave you example, I said that I gave you example with the law of compatibility. Didn't you remember? When I said that many of the things that is on the earth, that they found expression when man was created. That is why God have to create man from the dust of the earth. Are you getting me now? Mm-hmm. So, Jesus took notice of universal laws and factored it into what he called the Beatitudes. So that anybody that keeps it, it is not just spiritual benefits that you are getting. You are taking, that is keys to take charge of the universe. Are you with me now? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the reason why her answer came is because even though those things is given to every man, it so happens that for you to live it to the ultimate and fullest, then you have to become the new man, because the old man lacks the capacity to live that kind of life well. For example, we'll look at number one. Number one said, blessed are the poor in the spirit. We'll start from there today. When we analyze it, we find out that this very thing now is like a disclaimer. The first of the Beatitudes is like a disclaimer for every man that wants to journey in all the Beatitudes and didn't take notice of the first one. That kind of person did not know how to keep the rest, because if you succeed in number one, then it will be possible to succeed in the rest. And number one is not a doing. Number one is a being. When we analyze Paul in the spirit, it is not a doing first. It is a being. Okay. Come and give Victor Benjamin.
Okay. You say yesterday that the cross didn't just take
you. No, you can sit down. You are a man of God. Sit down.
Okay. The cross didn't just take the sins away from us. It didn't just take the sins away. It also take us away from the sin.
Very correct. The cross did not just take sins away. It also took you. Huh? What's your name? What's the name your father calls you? What's the name they call you? Nobeun. Ah. There is one they call Jasper. What's that one they call Jasper? Nobeun. Huh? Come. Find Mike so that his generations will hear him. What's the one they call your brother?
In the family, we call him Abibi.
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 A-B-I-B-I.
A-B-I-B-I.
P-P-P.
Abibi?
Yes.
Kai, my God. Zanhata Sasa. I notice. The Kaneme Jasper, I notice it. But there is another one they call him in the street. He told me I forgot.
I'm not in the same street with him.
But you are in the same house with him.
Yes. But he's street with
Jesus. That boy area is a strange place. You are in the same house with somebody, but you are not in the same street. This thing looks like a physical truth, but it's actually a spiritual truth. You are living in the same house with somebody, but you are not in the same street with the person. What a better way. There is no better way to explain spirit cities. The same house, different streets. Go and give Sister Esther.
Praise the Lord. Hey, I understood yesterday that.
Mm-hmm. No, don't worry. Sit.
That everything rises and falls on the beatitude.
Okay. Why did we say that? Is it beatitudes that I said? Or relationships?
Relationships, sorry.
Okay, if it's that, then you are correct, eh? Not just your maker, relationship. Everything rises and falls on relationship, not just your maker. If you just say your maker, you know, it was hard for me to realize this truth. When Reverend David Obwedi taught us years ago, I thought I heard it, but I didn't. So this is what you will do. If you are the one, you will pray, "Oh God, give me husband. Give me husband or I die." Then when you come out, you cannot greet the guy beside you. Where will the husband come from? Eh? This my sister, they say husband will come from heaven. Anyway, if husband came from heaven, is still correct. Are you a man of earth? We are men of heaven now. My brothers, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We are men of heaven. My God. So the problem is that when you ask God to give you 1 million, there is no naira in heaven, and there is no dollar in heaven. That naira and dollar is in somebody's account. So you don't know how to relate with people, you will not have any money. Because sometimes what people don't know is that when you finish praying, you don't know whom God will use to give you the money. It might be the person you feel you don't want to talk to, you feel when it matters the most, you know that this person, if you speak to him, he will give you. And he will not even remember it again. Are you getting the point now? So after you are finished relating with God, you need to relate with men. Sometimes some people, like Precious said, that God told him that he's supposed to be a territorial intercessor. Where is Precious? Okay. That he's supposed to be a territorial intercessor. God said, I have answered your prayer. Guess how God answered the prayer? He brought him to Sabo. Because the answer to his prayer is a living reality in Sabo. So imagine if he says, when God told him, he said, I can touch God myself. You will die there. You will stay there and die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's your problem. Yes, you. Stop nodding your head. I'm not talking to people in the air. You. That's your problem. Your problem is that God answers your prayer, takes you to the people as a proof that he has answered your prayer. You are looking for answer everywhere. You will die. When you die, we come for burial. Me, I will bring 50,000. I don't care. If you like, don't like me. Me, I'm not interested. It's your future that likes me. This one, we are not friends. We are in a practical class now. Are you with me? It's practical. Let's not. It's practical. So when you get home, you will now know this is so this is it. So if you want to, you adjust. If you don't want to, you continue living like that. You know, some pastors, they'll be preaching. They know the people, or they are afraid to say, is this man? It's not me. Do you know why it's not me? When I finish, I'm not expecting you to come tomorrow. I'm not here. You are not with me. I'm not here because of you. I'm here because of God. Now, when I finish saying what I'm saying, I can come and buy yogurt for you. But tomorrow, I will still say it. When I finish saying it, I'll buy. There is a young man I told him I will get him on Kwobi. I will buy him Kwobi for him. Are you with me? But I will still tell him the same thing. Hi boy. Kai. I'm not sure hi boy have seen this sort of thing all his life. Hallelujah. Let's touch something a little in the next 15 minutes. Okay, let's look at number one. Blessed are the poor. In where? You know, initially when we were young, when they are teaching this thing, this is where they used to teach believers that they should be poor. They didn't say poor in cash. They said poor in the spirit. If I'm Elijah, if you are poor in cash, you are poor everywhere. What the Bible said is poor in the spirit. The least of the things you can have as an acquisition is mundane things like cash and money. When you go to hospital and they tell you your liver has failed, that's when you find out the money you have can't help you at that time. Sometimes if you change the liver, it will fail again. Sometimes before you want to change the liver, your body has started decomposing. If it is witchcraft. How many of you have seen sicknesses that is caused by witchcraft? No matter the medical attention you give the person, your chief doctor will be staying at. There are some people now in some hospitals, say the truth, they do partial death, say the truth. I know you will not agree, but it's true. There are some patients that will come, doctor will open eye for them well and take care of their matter. There are some that will come, they'll be doing general practice, You know what is general practice? Just take your temperature, do this, do this. They will now call, who are my nurses? They will now call, Chioma, come and check this person, check this, check. They will write it. The only time they will remember is when your relative come and say, doctor, you have not checked my mother again. Say, let me see the file. They will now check. But there are people, they don't need to consult file. Let me give you small advice. At least have money. Is the least of the things to have. But at least what? I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to people. As I'm saying have money, there are people, God is not telling you about money. So I'm not talking to you. The people I'm talking to are hearing me. And as I said it, you rejoice in your heart. That means I'm not talking to you. That means the way you are responding based on lust, not because there is need. When you see people that have understood this thing about money and responsibility and stewardship, when you say you are giving them more 100 million, they are not happy like you, because they know it's more responsibility. Yes, something happened to me today and I know it's more responsibility coming. So the money that is will come is already spent before it's coming. I see some people, they will go and post Lamborghini and all those things. I'm not saying they are bad, but is that why you want to have money? See, your head is shaking, your body is shaking. Why do you want to have money? Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There are a few things I want to extract in this place for you to be able to understand this first part. I will pick out two scriptures to elaborate on this. Are you with me? And we'll go to the book of Psalms. But there is something I need to show you here, so that you'll be able to understand the context. Say the context. Is when you understand context, you will be able to know why the person said what he said the way he said it. Remember, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is what? Where? What is it that Jesus means? Have you ever read in the scripture, and the scripture spoke about the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven? Are they the same thing? What is the difference? Okay, are they the same thing? If you say they are the same thing, raise your hand. Okay, that means everybody is saying they are not the same thing. Bring mic. Are they the same thing? Huh? Okay. Some people refuse to look in my eyes. Go and give my sister. Okay. Let's find out.
No, let me check. The kingdom of heaven is something that takes residence in us.
No, it's the other way around.
Sorry, the kingdom of God it takes residence in us. Mm-hmm. Then the kingdom of heaven
is a location.
Is a location.
Now, meanwhile, that is not the exact difference, actually. You're already nodding your head as if you answered well. Come and give her mic. Let's see. Give her twin the mic. Let's find out. Let your generation hear your voice now. Let them hear your voice. What is the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, since you said they are not the same thing?
Like she said, that's the same view I have.
Okay, let me show you now. You will be shocked at my answer. The kingdom of heaven is the same thing with the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is not exactly the same thing with the kingdom of heaven. Let's analyze this, my statement, so that you will see this man understand. If you are a Bible study student, you will easily know. If you are an English student, you will know what I'm saying. This is kingdom of heaven. And if it is the kingdom of heaven, something made it the kingdom of heaven. Eh? And that thing that made it the kingdom of heaven is what makes every place the kingdom of God. Are you with me? So it is both a reality and a location. The kingdom of heaven is both a reality and a location. It is a reality because something is there, and it's a location because it's a place. But the kingdom of God is not exactly the same thing with the kingdom of heaven, because there is heaven and there is what? Earth. But the earth also can be the kingdom of God. Your heart also can be the kingdom of God. Why? What makes a place the kingdom of God? Who can answer me? Huh? Who can answer me? Go and give Alemwa Chibeze. Give him. What makes a place the kingdom of God?
The presence of God.
No, you are not correct. That is, it looks as if it's a beautiful answer, but we cannot trace it to the Bible. Who can answer? It's good, though, but it's not. What? Answer me. Come and give this man mic. What makes a place the kingdom of God?
When the reality of the kingdom of heaven is operational.
Simply, when the will of God is done. It's not a big answer. When the will of God is done in a place, then it has become the kingdom of God. So when we say the kingdom of heaven is a typical example of where the whole will of God is what? Done. That is why Jesus said, when you pray like this: thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is what? So as far as heaven is concerned, all these things is already operational. But heaven is a place and is also a reality. But the earth can also host that reality that made the kingdom of heaven the kingdom of God. Once the Spirit of God finds himself in a place, what he begins to do. Now, that is why I said that the presence of God means that the kingdom has come in you, but it is, if you look at the answer like that, you will not be totally correct, because it means that that thing allowed you to perceive the kingdom. It gave you access into the kingdom, but you need to enter. You need to enter. So some people have the Holy Spirit, and those people, that's the people that Jesus said that the kingdom is inside you. But until the government of the Spirit of God that is already inside you begins to find expression in your heart, of which the proof now is that the will of God is what is being done, well, it is that time that his kingdom has come in your heart. When you do like that, his kingdom has come. In your family, when he's done like that, his kingdom has what? So I want to show you, I just want to lay a foundation here. Are you with me? So when the scripture says, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, what does it mean? By this explanation we gave now, it means that there is a kingdom in heaven where all the fullness of the will of God is already expressed, is already operational. Are you with me?
then there is a certain kind of people, there is a certain kind of attitude, there is a certain kind of posture that a man will sustain upon the face of the earth that will enable him, are you with me, to lay hold on the dimensions of the heavenly kingdom. So the system with which he operates even on earth is not the earthly system, it's a heavenly system. The ambience, the reality, in fact the experience that he have upon the face of the earth is not an earthly experience, it's a heavenly experience. That kind of man living upon the face of the earth is living by a heavenly civilization. He is living by the power of a realm that is not earthly. Are you getting the point now? What informs his decision? So he can come in an office like this and they are taking bribe. Him, he say he won't take bribe. By what means? What informed him to live that way? They told Joseph, they said, Joseph, Potiphar's wife said, come and sleep with me, I will give you everything. I know you are saying this, but there are many people I know that have done it. Oga, they notice that Oga wants to settle them with 1 million. But madam has dropped 5 million on the table. Karababababa. Speak in tongues more. Karababababa. Madam dropped 5 million. Jesus. Sanante labahai. Say the truth. Have God not answered your prayer? God don't answer prayer now. He's to move on. You can even appear here and say, Pastor, God has done it. God has done it. He has done for me what my mother cannot do, what my ogre cannot do. He has done for me. The problem with that is that you didn't ask who did it. He just said, He has done for me. He has done for me what my mother cannot do. Who did it? Huh? It's your gas wife that did this one. 5 million on the table. The person will come and quote his new creation realities. There is one I was reading. He said, what can separate us from the love of God? They quoted many things that you can't separate them. You see, those people are reading one part of the scripture. They are not reading the other part. Before the book of Romans started giving us exegesis on grace, he told us that if the people that are in the world did not escape judgment because of living like this, who told you that you will escape it? Just because you say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus. So it means that when you say, Jesus, come into my heart, is a license to... It's like somebody entering. There is a party that is in charge in this nation. I didn't call any name of that party that is ruling in this nation. One of their leaders, or rather their leader, came and said, if you enter our party, your sins are washed away. Behold, all things are new. So even if you are still stealing money, you are now a holy crook. You are a holy corrupt man simply because you entered a party. People think coming into Christ is entering a political party in Nigeria, where what you need to do for your sins to be washed away is to enter a new political party. If you are there, you can continue doing what you are doing before, as long as you are in this party. That is not how the kingdom of heaven operates. That is not how God works. Grace exempts you from living that kind of life. You are trampling on the grace of God. And don't think that what will come upon those ones won't come upon you worse. So Joseph said, how can I do this kind of thing? Against who? So that means that there is a civilization that he is living by. People in Egypt thought they are together. All of us are together now. All of us are together. But we wear the same gene. We are doing the same thing. They thought all of us are together.
we are not together. It's when this kind of thing happens, you will now see people who are for God and people who are not for God. If you off this light now, many believers can do many things. There are things we have seen. There are things we have seen. I don't want to say some things. When people say we don't need revival, don't mind them. We need conk revival, and it's going to start in the church, not outside. When you see the society misbehaving, you can trace that corruption and rot to the church. If the church is healthy, it will naturally translate to the society. Are you getting the point now? So I have laid down a marker for you. The marker that I've laid down is that a certain group of people decided that they want to lay hold on the things that is godly and heavenly, but there is a posture that they must take. Then I need to read something for you. Psalms chapter 70. Project it for us in a few minutes so that we go. Psalms chapter 70 verse 5, and then Psalms 86 verse 1. But look at this. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. No, let's read it. 1, 2, ready, go. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarry. People that do, if you go to all these people that bless me church, they will forget. There is a way they will interpret this scripture and forget part one and be looking at part two. They don't even know what that thing means. Have you noticed? How many of you have studied the man David? Have you cared to study him? He's a strange man. David is a king here, and he's saying he's a poor man. Are you getting the scenario? David is a king here, and he's saying he's a poor man. We need to know what poverty is talking about, because all of us know that a king is not poor. So what poverty is David talking about? He said, I am poor. I am needy. He is not one place. Almost throughout the psalm, he's always saying, God, you know, I am poor. I am needy. Did you remember that time that Shimei, when Absalom sent him away, and he met Shimei along the way, and the man was cursing him. And one of his men was saying, leave him on. You don't know whether it's because of this that God will have mercy on the humble, that God will deliver the needy, the oppressed. My enemies want to take me to the grave. Somebody that is a king, there is something he knows you need to know. There is something he knows that an average person doesn't know. That is when I found out this kind of poverty can only be in the spirit. It cannot be in the outward. There are men that are billionaires, but they are still poor in the spirit. I will show you what it means to be poor in the spirit. And there are men that is owing. They don't just have money, they are owing. In fact, they loan money. In fact, some people, your house that you are living at, you don't know your father has used it to borrow money. Let me shock you finally. Some damsels here, your father has used you to loan money, and he has eaten in your money. So one day a man will appear like this. One Angolo man will appear and say he wants to marry you. And you'll be saying no, your father will insist. Your father will be fighting, you must marry the man. Why? They have eaten your bride price. You don't know what the man is fighting for. He doesn't have the 200,000 or 500,000 to pay back. You must marry, they will now hold you. You will say he's a warfare pastor. They are insisting I will marry one man. I don't want to. You don't know the problem. They don't shove your money clean mouth. You think this is not a reality? If I show you my counseling session, you go shock. There is nothing we have not seen. That's why you need to grow. Some of you need to grow. Some of you want to be men of God, but you want to experience many things. My brother, gain capacity. Else, there are things you will hear, you backslide. There are things I know now, you don't know I know it. If you know it, you will stop. You will stop this thing you are doing. You will say, where are we going? Are you with me? So there are people that is poor in cash. Eh? And then yet they are rich in the spirit. So they are not incorporated in this our dimension. So let me show you what this man means. Okay, maybe show us again so that the Bible says in the presence of two witnesses a matter is confirmed. Look at it now. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am what? Why is David always saying he's poor and needy? Is there any time David was actually poor? Even before he became a king, was that man poor? Even before he became a king, he was never poor. Why is he calling himself a poor man? Did David ever need anything? Even when he was running in the wilderness, he still had servants. He still had servants even when he was in the wilderness. He was in Kevadulam. There were men still serving him. So why is he saying, I am poor and I am needy? We need to find out. Okay, this is what it means for somebody to be poor in the spirit. This is somebody that have found out, number one, write it down, the utter uselessness of the old man. The utter uselessness of what? Say after me, the old man. Say after me, the old man. Say after me, the old man. Who is the old man? This is the man that was dead in sin. You don't understand this. The principal cause of that came upon the old man is that the old man has lacked usefulness as far as the things of God is concerned. Are you with me? The old man lost what? Usefulness. Say after me, the old man lost usefulness. I believe you already know what is or who is the old man. You don't know who is the old man, raise your hand. Aaron. Who is the old man? Come and give him mic. I cannot assume that you know. It's too costly. It's a practical class.
I just read one line before coming to church. The old man is everything, the new man is not.
This is a kind of answer you give in a viva. Very intelligent answer. I'm looking how to escape, but I can't escape because it's correct. But that's not the kind of answer I'm looking for. But the truth is that the old man is everything that the new man is not. The question is, what is the new man? Who is the new man? Go and give her on the mic.
The new man is one who has fully submitted to the government of Jesus and the Holy Spirit and is living by the precepts of the Spirit of God. So whatever he does is...
You look as if you are correct, but you are not. The new man is simply somebody that is born again. You don't need to add, you don't need to remove, actually. And beyond the fact of somebody that is born again, the new man is beyond somebody. The new man is a nature. Are you with me? Go and give my sister, she knows. That's what her pastor taught her for 4 years in campus. He used to boast with her pastor. Defend your pastor now. Who is the new man? No, you can sit down.
Okay. The new man is someone that has the nature of God.
Now, the new man is not yet someone. The new man is first of all a nature. That is why you can put it on. Because if you say he's someone, it might mean that precious. When the Bible says put on the new man, it might mean I need to put on precious. No. It means that there is a nature now that I need to put on. And if you don't describe the new man as a nature, then you will not be able to understand the old man. Because the old man will seem as if he's a human being. No. The old man is what? A nature. Are you not getting the point? So when we said that the man that is born in the spirit is somebody that first of all understood the utter uselessness of the old man, that means that every agenda that God has now, there is nothing God can do with the old man. Say after me, there is nothing God can do with the old man. You will not understand this, my statement, until maybe have you tried? Okay, let me find some people that is doing ministry. Most of you are still young in ministry. Have you tried doing ministry in the flesh before now? Then you put new light on the stage. You are not with me. 70% of what people learned on how to do ministry is actually something they borrowed from the old man. The spirit is not there. The problem is not what they are doing. The problem is where the inspiration is coming from. Follow me now. Huh? When you become wise in the things of God, you will find out that two people can do the same thing. One can be from the old man. Another can be from the new man. Follow me. You need to understand this thing so you will understand why this man is poor in the spirit. Remember, we are progressive. We analyze the kingdom of heaven and saw that the man that is poor in the spirit, his eyes is on the kingdom of heaven. That means that there are things that is taking place in the kingdom of heaven that man desires more than anything. Then if it is true, then there is a posture of heart that he needs to take so that kingdom of heaven will become his reality. Are you with me? One of them is that this kind of man is a man that understands that the old man is not useful. Remember what I told you yesterday, that the cross did not just deal with your sin, it also dealt with you. By you, we mean the old man, the one that your mother gave birth to. He is not useful. And it is not just because it is sinful. It is because it lacks the capacity to keep the law of God. Are you getting me now? Even if God said, do ministry, there are people that they were moving, and then they were fasting small, and then God said, I have called you as a prophet unto nations. Like my friend Victor. He started going to conferences. Because he feels he's now a man of God. So he started going to conferences. He went to Port Harcourt, went to Enugu. You went to Lagos. He was going everywhere, conferences. Laugh with me, small. That is not. Are you with me? He's calling wrong. The way you are trying to achieve the calling is now the problem. So the man is trying to achieve something that is spiritual by the energy of the flesh. So God is not just interested in what he said, how you are going to do it. Are you with me? In fact, he rejects something that is good, but it still came from the old man. The old man, as I told you people, when we taught the anatomy of the old man, is not something that is bad. As a matter of fact, the dangerous dimension of the old man is the good one. Because you will never see it. People never see the good old man. And the good old man is the one that Satan uses a lot in the church. Many of the things that are building in our church today, they are building with the good old man. Are you with me? Sometimes the good old man can be good. I want to ask you, is good God? Is love God? No, love is not God. God is love. They are not the same thing. That is the mistake many people make in teaching love. God is good. Good is not God. God is love. Love is not God. Everywhere you see love, it doesn't mean God is there. But everywhere you see God, there is love. Everywhere you see good, it doesn't mean God is there. But anywhere you see God, there is what? If it is God, then it is good. But if it is good, it is not necessarily mean that it is God. I know this thing seems as if is, but you don't know how heavy it is. When you begin to go into some deep stuff like apologetics and theology, and you will now understand this thing I'm saying. We can stay on it for long, and you will now understand the implication of some of these statements. Many people have taken love to an extreme, to the point that they are now putting love as God. Love is not God. God is the one that is love. He is love and many other things. God is love. God is good. God is gracious. Are you now seeing it? So that is why some people now say, why will a loving God send you to hellfire? They don't understand that God is love. Love is not God. Because God is love, he wanted to show his love and set a parameter through which his love will be manifested. The scripture said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So if anybody wants to experience the love of God, how does he do it? He has to interact with that only begotten son, because the son has become a culmination, an emblem, a manifestation of what it means for something to be love that came from God. So the man that refused to believe on God, believe on the only begotten son of God, is somebody that has rejected the love of God. That kind of person, you will now be saying, how can a loving God send somebody to hell? Is God showed his love and the man rejected it? Are you now seeing it? Meanwhile, that's not where. So that is why you understand the utter uselessness of what? The old man. The second one is, the person understands the need for God. Say after me, the need for God. When you understand that the old man is not useful, the question is now, what do you now do? It will be the same thing that imparted in you an understanding of the utter uselessness of who you are in the flesh. Have you tried to pray in the flesh before? I tried it. Nena, have you tried it? Okay. After 30 minutes, there's even days you say, today, whether Satan likes it or not, I must pray for 1 hour. And then when you are moving like this, you know, somebody that have not really prayed will be saying, have you seen, okay, we are now in harvest season. Have you seen somebody doing agricultural work? And then you see the person doing agricultural work. You know the way they till and do. When you see the person, you say the person is doing more work than the person praying. You don't know what is prayer yet. You need to go to Jesus. There is a book I read many years ago in campus by Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray discipled me for years. The name of the book is With Jesus in the School of Prayer. Andrew Murray. You need to go with Jesus to the school of prayer. That's when one of the things we encounter is that the scripture says sometimes he goes all night to the mountain and he will pray from night till morning. Sometimes he will be praying and the sweat that is coming out of his body is like drops of blood. I would like to believe. I don't believe it, but I would like to believe that me have tested a little of Jesus' prayer ministry. Eh? Don't believe it, but me, I believe that Jesus gave me a little of his prayer ministry to manifest to my generation. Meanwhile, don't believe, oh, I exempt you from believing, but I think so. And many of the things I'm telling you from the scripture, I've experienced even in my own body. You have heard my story. How many of you are medical students? Yeah. Aaron, you know what is serratus arterium? Huh? He's here now. I'm not a medical student, but how did I know? Because I prayed till my serratus, all of them broke. Sometimes I can't breathe, I can't laugh, I can't do anything because of groanings in prayer. Guess what? Once the spirit of prayer comes on me again tomorrow night, the thing will be suspended. Jesus. The man under the influence of a spirit is not a human being. He's not a human being. Don't judge him by natural things. He will make mistakes. Don't judge a man under the influence of a spirit by natural things. You will make mistake. What did I say? Don't judge a man under the influence of the Holy Spirit by natural things. You will make grave error and grave mistake. So once the spirit comes on me, I will stay like this under cold Harmattan, January Harmattan. Hey! When I come out like this, people will cover themselves inside the room. Me, I will come out with a pullover, and then bow, 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 bow. I will cry, "Help me, Holy Ghost." Sometimes after 1 hour, I have not entered. 2, I have not entered. 3, I have not entered. You pray 10 minutes, and you are not feeling like praying. You say, "I don't feel like praying this night. I don't." That's why you are useless now. God is. You have not become useful to God. Just 10 minutes. You say, "It seems as if God doesn't want me. Let me just pray 15 minutes today. Tonight is not like a night God wants me." If God really wants me to pray. Are you hearing me, Doris? If God really wants me to pray this night, he would have helped me pour the spirit of prayer. That night you don't feel like praying is the night you actually needed to pray. Have you woke up some night and every single thing about you is fighting you from praying? You are tired, you are weak, you are feeling so sick. There is a night I woke up, I washed my face on the light, looked at the light like this, still my eyes closed. I said, "What is this?" I said, "I bind you, spirit of slumber, out!" The thing didn't. My eyes cleared. Then I started, it's like locomotive, it was not moving. But Smith Wiggles will say, sometimes we start in the flesh, but make sure you end in the spirit. 1 hour, 2, 3, then my engine started. Hey! I groaned till my sweat. I say cold Harmattan. The sweat that came out of, that's when I started testing. I told you, I believe. Oh, don't believe me. Huh? But I believe. I have tested it a little. The sweat that came out of my body on cold Harmattan morning, 2015, soaked German floor. It seemed as if they poured buckets of water. There are people, living people, that will give you. You know that my friend that came last week? I've even forgotten. He will tell you more. There are days I will pray into my sleep and pray out of my sleep. And my bunkmate will be on my bed, and the glory will land on my bed, and our bed will be shaking. Why did I say this? I don't like saying all this. So Why? The reason why I said this is that I think, I believe, if you ask me, Joshua, you don't need to believe this. It's not one of the things I want you to believe. Well, me. So if a man have realized that the old man is not useful, the next thing is you turn your way eyes from the old man and turn your eyes to who? To God. That the next thing that will be imparted to the man that have realized that all the things he had as a man. How many of the things do people say that you can do in the flesh? Say, if he's this man, he's a strong man. You know they agree. Have you seen people, they say, this man, you know they agree. When you start dealing with Jesus, you will be agreeing to everything. You will agree to many things that you will be tired. I remember when this young man came. He will come and tell me, Papa, there are some things I don't like. Me, I like. When he finished, I'll say, you are wrong. You don't be wondering, how am I wrong? I say, you are wrong. I say, you are wrong. Jesus has started wounding him small. Because many episodes came out. And the target was you. So that you will lose trust on what made people put in you in repute. Many of the things that people used to hail you about, all of them, they were put in the backside. And your weaknesses were magnified. So that your trust will be on Jehovah only. The man, are you with me? The man that has found the utter uselessness of the old man, the next thing he does is to what? The scripture said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That scripture, if we want to interpret it well, is looking away from the world, from yourself, and looking unto Jesus. So if you just read it literally, you will not understand the full scope of the interpretation. So before a man will correctly look to God, that man must fundamentally look away from himself and the things he can do by his power. Don't want to preach, even though the thing is coming, it will come. I will dodge because when it lands, it will seem as if you will be coordinated by that grace. The third one, and then we close for today. So the first one is the utter uselessness of what? The second one is what? Then the third one is the utter dependence on God. Dependence on God. This is the kind of man that is called the man that is poor in the spirit. Huh? Let me explain to you now, literally, from all these things that I said. Somebody came to a point and he has understood that the old man cannot help to accomplish his own destiny and the purposes of God. That the old man is useless. And it is God that he needs to accomplish this. What does he now do when he realizes that it's God that he needs? He what? Depends on God. This kind of thing, dependence on God, is not a language that the man that has not found the government of the spirit in his heart can hear. Many people hear this thing, they think they depend on God. They don't depend on God. Part of the ways I know many people that don't depend on God is the content of their prayer. If you want to know a man well, go and find out the content of his prayer. When you push the person well, what does he pray for? The things you pray for every day. You know, some of the things we call kingdom prayers, when we are finished praying our prayer, you now say, oh God, remember Sonship Conference. Oh God, remember Nigeria. You know how you pray in your family now? How many of you have, you pray like that? When you finish praying all the prayer, say, Chineke shetakwa ala ya bo Nigeria. Naputo oboda. Ndi nashi oboda yi. Kahadi yi. What kind of prayer is that?
and the heavy demonic kings that is ruling with the influence of beasts of recklessness will be slaughtering people in northern and western and everywhere. And you are saying, Chineke chetako obodo ahia o Nigeria. Can that kind of prayer do anything? After you have used all your 3 hours and you are saying, any hand that is holding my new contract, die, 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 die. You are a faithless man. When you spend all your time praying that kind of prayer, you are a faithless man. You don't have faith. I don't have time to pray for money. What you need to do is to obey the laws of finance. It's not a prayer, it's to obey the laws of. Continue walking on the path of righteousness and the kingdom. All those things will be what? Added. A lot of people that is praying for money are breaking the laws of finance. And you want God to do something. You have not learned the laws. That's not where I'm going. Some people pray for healing, and their prayer, healing is their major prayer. Or that heal my mother, heal my father, heal my mother, heal my father. No be waiting you they pray. But inside your family, they are breaking the laws of health. You are breaking the laws of health and you are praying for healing. One of the things I have to go and learn when I decided to be working in divine healing instead of working in divine health instead of looking for healing once in a while is that I have to go and learn the laws of health. So it is not given to a man to want to depend on God. The man that depends on God is a man that has found out that there is something bigger than the things we are seeing in the natural. Are you with me? That kind of man, his is the kingdom of heaven. Because when you behave like that, you have found out that in you is nothing that God needs. What you do is nothing. There is nothing on earth that can sponsor God's agenda. All you seek is in heaven. Are you getting the point now? So when a man has found out that nothing on earth is ministering to God and his agenda, that everything that God needs, everything that he needs to accomplish God's agenda is resident in a sphere that is called the heavens of God. Where will that man's eyes be? The scripture now said that kind of man is poor in the spirit, because he has realized his need. He's a needy man. He's a man that is needy of God. He's a man that is needy of heaven. He's a man that he can't take a step until God comes. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk, they will not be weary. If God took 30 years to come, we will wait. Because what are you planning to do? Those kind of people, this is the key. When they speak, they spoke by heaven. When they walk, they walked by heaven. When they acted by heaven. When they lived by heaven. Give me sound. We need to pray. All these things is to lead to a prayer point. Jesus told his disciples, he said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father who is at in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. There is a certain kind of man that will download the templates of heaven. They will have a heart posture in the spirit. The Bible calls them they that are poor. The men that have realized how much they need God. Their utter dependence on God will draw down all the resources that they need to transmit God's agenda upon the face of the earth. They cry telling, God, I wait on thee. When you tell me to move, I move. When you tell me to speak, I speak. When you tell me to act, I act. Your wish is my command.
Jesus. I can't do it. I seek the will of the heavenly kingdom. I seek the expression of the heavenly kingdom. I seek the days of the heavenly kingdom. I lean, I depend on you. Somebody pray for 2 minutes. Hiya. I live, yet not I. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and died for me. There is a new oppression that comes into the heart of a man that is poor in the spirit. He realizes that every minute that is spent in the flesh, in the powers of the old man, is a time that is wasted. Let your days count. The Bible says, teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart to wisdom. Oh, oh, teach me always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh. Always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, oh. Parata sa salamata paparia. Prate perete perene paparia takasasalia.
I temele to kumbreta papara hasata. Oh, oh, teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Oh, oh.